Thank you, Mr. Chair. The fact that the Minister of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs of the Government of Bangladesh, leading the Bangladesh delegation for the first time, shows the strong commitment of the government in responding to the issues raised by the special paragraph. His Excellency's response was concrete, specific, time-bound action within a legal framework. This should be appreciated by all of our colleagues in this committee that something concrete is indeed being done. These developed countries like Bangladesh, which is trying to emerge out of poverty to a middle income status by 2021 since our War of Liberation in 1971, was once termed as a basket case by Dr. Kissinger, is now transforming itself into a breadbasket due to the relentless hard work of our farmers, workers, employers, under a strategic economic policy of our government committed to observing ILO core conventions in labour relations. Mr. Chairman, the Roman historian Ptolemy over 500 years ago complained that the citizens of Rome were spending their gold on the fine muslins from Bengal. That Bangladesh is a world leader in the RMG sector is not by any chance or favour, but is due to the ingrained genetic skill of a womenfolk, a skill honed over centuries of weaving fine textiles. Today, Bangladesh is moving towards a lower middle-income economy characterized by a per capita income of 1,600 and a GDP growth rate of 7% this fiscal. As other delegates have said, near 4 million people are engaged in the RMG sector alone. Of course, there are many other industrial sectors with 80% female workers who have been empowered. Bangladesh has been successful in eliminating child labour, particularly the worst forms of child labour, and has given due emphasis on protecting the rights of workers and creating a healthy and safe working environment through social dialogue. We're grateful to the ILO and other development partners for the continuous support. We are now implementing retrofitting and remediation works at the factory level. Mr. Chairman, compliance has a cost and should not make our industry uncompetitive. ILO must thus ensure a level playing field for all in the global supply chains. We need ILO technical assistance for capacity building and deep engagement by our development partners. Regarding the question of low wages in the RMG sector raised by some distinguished delegates, as we reach the centenary of the ILO, we urge the Director General through this committee to strongly advocate for fair pricing. I repeat again, Mr. Chairman, fair pricing of our goods and services in the global supply chains to enable us to ensure decent work, decent wages for our workforce through a fair process of globalization, targeting the SDGs to reduce all poverty by 2030. In conclusion, I would like to say that the President, Dr. Sommers of the German Trade Union Confederation, made a similar call in Bangladesh. In conclusion, I would like to make a strong appeal that Bangladesh be removed from the special paragraph at this 106th session of the ILC. Thank you, Assalamu Alaikum, and peace be upon you.